Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Aholais, Perik Tes Mishnah Gemel. We continue a series of 14 Mishnayos about Kaveres. We're up to the third. Bamed Varam Amur. This that we learned in the first two Mishnayos. When do we say this? Bizman Shehi Kli Michul Cheles. Let's touch the words of the Mishnah. We'll go back and explain B'yaz Hashem. Whatever we said in the first two Mishnayos, or most of what we said in the first two Mishnayos, pertains to a keli, which is michul cheles, that's the beehive. And that means it has like these openings, and the openings were closed with straw. But if haisa p'chusa, if the actual keli was broken, upakuka bakash, zakta batanura, in this case the Mishnah means that the kaveres was not being used as a beehive, it had no windows, but it broke open. Broke open in a place where you can't use it as a keli anymore, and he fills it up with straw. Or another case is a futza. Yes, it is a beehive, meaning it did have holes, because a beehive has to have holes for the bees to go in and out. But instead of just loosely putting in straw, he mamish plugged it. Ezu a futza, what's called a futza, the Mishnah says, kol she'ein lo tefach imokem echa, there's no open tefach, and he mamish sealed it in a very sturdy way. This being the case, we're dealing with something that's no keli. Now, if you remember, the whole point of the previous Mishnah was that if it's a keli, it's not mafsik the tumah. Only oil is mafsik the tumah. A keli is not mafsik the tumah. A keli just spreads the tumah. A keli is not mafsik the tumah. But if what we're dealing with over here is not a keli, so things change. Case number one, kazayas min ames nosun tachtel, kazayas min ames is underneath it. Now, we're still talking about a kaveris in the doorway and the opening is to the outside and the other part is the inside. But this is not a functioning keli. So if you have a kazayas min ames underneath, kenegdoi ad hatahoim tame. Anything as deep down as you're going to go is going to be tame. But everything else is tar. Well, what about something that's on top in a straight line? Tar. If it's not a keli, it's an oil that's mafsik de tumah. Al gaba, if the kazayas of the mess is on top, second case. In both cases, we're talking about outside the house, like in the previous Mishnayos. Keneg the other rakia tummy. Anything up, directly in the straight line, all the way up to the sky is going to be tummy. There's nothing in the way of the tumma. But everything else is tar. What's inside is tar, and what's underneath is tar. How come here we don't say the tumma goes through to the underneath? And the answer is, it's not a keli. If it's not a keli, and has din of oil that is mafsik the tumma. Vabayis, if the kazayis is someplace in the house, ain't tummy al habayis. Then that house, outside the kaveres, is tummy, but not the kaveres. Everything else is tar, it's pi al chutz. Where should the tumah come in from? It's a separate oil. No tumah gets in there. Besoicha, if the kazayis is inside the kaveres, ain't tummy al toicha. The tumah has no way of going out. There's no opening more than a tefach. It's not just put in with straw, it's solidly closed. Okay, so let's go back a little bit and let's see the cases in the Mishnah and why it's different than in the previous cases. In the previous cases, where we said that if you have tumah on top, the tumah goes through, meaning to say, let's say, if you have tumah on top of the kaveris, so the keli under the kaveris becomes tummy, or if you have tumah under the kaveris, the keli on top becomes tummy. And most of the other cases work on the principle that a keli cannot block tumah. But when do we say that? If it's a keli. If it's a beehive, it has to function like a keli. It has to have windows, has to have holes for the bees to come in and come out. If you put in the straw, that has only a limited effect. However, if it's not a keli, because it's broken, even though you filled up the broken places with straw, it's not a functioning beehive because it doesn't have any holes. Even if it has holes, but you completely seal them, or you seal them to less than a tefach. Some say here too, it's talking about where it's broken. Either way, it's not a keli, for whatever reason. So now we say like this, kazayis min ames, underneath, we're not saying the tumah goes through to the top. The tumah will go all the way down, and all the way down, till the time. But on top, once it rises to the kaveris, it stops. This kaveris blocks tumah. It's not a keli, it's an oil. Second case, if the tumah is on top, it'll go all the way on top. There's nothing to block the tumah. But it won't affect a keli that's underneath the kaveris. This is an oil that blocks tumah. Only a keli doesn't block tumah. So how high the Tumah goes on top, the sky's the limit, literally. But nothing on the bottom of the Keveres. In the previous cases, it was a Kelim, so this Tumah on top, it goes through. Maybe the Kelim inside won't become Tumah, but the Kelim underneath will. Third case in the Mishnah of the Tumah is in the house. Only the house is Tumah. So the truth is, this was true in the two previous cases as well. But the Mishnah is just being consistent. If the Tumah is inside the Keveres, this was case four. So what do we say till now? Till now we said either everything is Tumah, because the Tumah came out through the holes into the house. Kelim on top and the bottom are Tumah, because we view it as if it's full of Tumah. But that's only because it was a Keli, and a Keli can't block the Tumah. So whether we view it that it's full of Tumah, Memela goes up and down, or the Tumah comes out through the holes into the house, whatever the case may be, that Keli cannot block the Tumah. But in this case where it's not a Keli, and the Tumah is inside, it stays inside. And oil blocks the Tumah from coming out. And there's no hole that's a Tefach by a Tefach. So if there's Tumah inside, in this case, everything else, all clear, everything is Tar.